Bill Maher just went off this week about food. You know, we talk a little bit about food politics on this show, just a little bit. Bill Maher went off about GMOs this week. Love or hate Bill Maher, I'd like to play the first part of this, and then we can talk about it. Can we do that?
Sure. Let's go ahead and do that.
You know, we were talking last week about some of the stuff that is subsidized in America agriculturally, and it's all the stuff that goes into making the worst kinds of food. It's not beets and broccoli. You know, after the show, a lot of people said to me that it's current. Why don't you talk about genetically modified foods? Okay, you're right. We should talk about genetically modified foods. And again, this is a conspiracy of both parties. Obama said in 2007, we would label genetically modified foods, which... By the way, Europe has this. China labels. China, which puts lead in baby food. But we can't have that in America. You know why? Because in America, corporations run the show. Even though 9 out of 10 Americans would like foods to at least be labeled, to at least we know they're Franken foods.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
Yeah. It would hurt sales, and big corporations are running the show. I mean, finally, people are getting it.
That it would hurt sales. That's why they don't want to label this product.
And if you want to know more about why people should be concerned, because the people in that round table with Bill Maher were not as informed as they could have been. They were probably caught off guard and didn't really know they were going to be talking about that subject. But the real info is at cbstampa.com/food. I have several articles there with some interviews or some audio clips telling you exactly why you should be concerned about this subject. I mean, it's really concerning for your family.
It's really concerning for your family. And finally, it's getting the media attention that it deserves. Let's go ahead and play the second soundbite.
When consumers want that information, it's provided to them. Why? I don't care about
it's genetically
modified
provided.
Organisms.
No, that's the point.
Which have never been shown to hurt anybody.
But you have a public role here, which is to warn people. It's not a question just
what
consumers
are you warning them of?
Of what, whatever it is involved in what's in the food. If it's genetically modified.
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
Sure, everyone would like to know. And people say this information is readily available. It is not readily available. It took forever for Jeffrey Smith, who's a major authority on this subject, to get a hold of documents that showed that actually the FDA was lying about some of the things they said about genetically modified food. And he flat out said so in our interview with him. In addition to that, they continue to say that this stuff is safe when there's human feeding studies saying it's not.
Listen to soundbite number 3 from this interview.
In Europe, only 5% of the food is genetically modified. Here, it's 70%.
Well, here's something that didn't used to exist. They didn't used to take a gene out of a bacterium and put it in corn so that the corn grows its own insecticide.
Right. That's right.
Now we
Which,
do that.
By the way, is good because then we use
I know,
less
it's
insecticide.
Awesome. It's also delicious.
No, wait, hold on.
There's a good argument for it. But if I want to make a decision about whether or not to ingest that genetically modified organism, I don't want it to be kept secret from me. If the argument against it from the industry is that I will hysterically, as a consumer, make a decision if I see that label not to buy that corn. Well, the solution to that is not then to make it a secret thing that I'm ingesting it, but rather to convince me that it's safe.
And just to show that we are not partisan, you know, the villain in this is Obama to me. Because he, first of all, promised blatantly that he would look into this and do something, and he didn't. He also appointed, what is the guy's name? Michael Taylor. Used to be a VP at Monsanto, the seat of evil, to be the food czar, the FDA deputy commissioner of foods. And of course, Monsanto's latest Frankenfood got speedy approval because this guy is in charge of it. Mm. Because it's like putting Jerry Sandusky in charge of Chuck E. Cheese. Of course, he's going to approve with speediness.
If there is not a health risk and there are not health risks
but there
associated
may be a
with,
health
wait. There may be. There are not known health risks that are associated with GMOs. Why shouldn't the labeling be voluntary? And then if you choose, voluntary in America,
let's trust the corporations to put people's health above profit, because that's what they would do.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what corporations normally do.
A few things about that. It doesn't cause them to use less insecticides. It causes them to use more insecticides.
Because the bugs and the plants, the weeds build up a resistance fight.
You get super weeds.
And you get these super weeds, you get these super bugs.
The big sticking point is a lot of Democrats don't want to talk about this because the finger points right back at President Obama. But, you know, the truth is that's where it points because he appointed these two guys to handle our food and... They're both Monsanto people.
They're both Monsanto people. In fact, let's go ahead and listen to candidate Obama from 2007.
Here's what I'll do as president.
I'll immediately implement country of origin labeling because Americans should know where their food comes from. We'll let folks know whether their food has been genetically modified because Americans should know what they're buying.